It is cloudy and 56 degrees in Nashville. We do expect things to clear up as the day goes on today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Demonstrators took to the streets in Memphis this weekend to protest the newly adopted congressional map that splits Shelby County into three districts. The Commercial Appeal reports roughly 100 people marched in downtown Memphis on Saturday, ending in a rally outside the National Civil Rights Museum. Speakers included State Representative Justin J. Pearson, whose brother was detained on Thursday for refusing to leave the House gallery. A movement is underway in Kentucky to put a statewide moratorium on data center construction. Lisa Autry with member station WKYU has more.
Erin Petrie has an insider's perspective on data centers. She spent part of her career with Amazon Web Services, helping make its data centers more sustainable. Petrie, a congressional candidate in central Kentucky, is concerned by what she calls predatory behavior by profit-driven corporations.
Their number one driver of being more sustainable, which means being a better steward of critical resources like energy, water, and critical raw materials, is government regulation.
As more and more counties are approached by data center developers, Petrie says they're left to fend for themselves when it comes to regulation. Legislation was filed in this year's General Assembly to require data centers to cover their own infrastructure costs and prevent rate hikes for local residents, but the measure stalled. Petrie wants an indefinite moratorium on data center construction until state regulations are in place. She's hoping to get legislation filed for the 2027 session. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green. Erin Petrie has an insider's perspective on data centers.